West African language of Bambara, the word Waraba means lion, a symbol of courage and strength, much like the qualities needed for a successful entrepreneur. This is the Heart of Waraba podcast, where we believe sustainable entrepreneurs are the tip of the spear for creating a healthy planet. We hope that by meeting successful entrepreneurs, learning their stories, and retelling them, that we can inspire a critical mass of people to believe in humanity's capacity to solve the greatest environmental problems facing the world today. I'm Ben Rappaport, and today I'm joined by Amelia Shore, who recently spoke with Ahmed Yahya, the founder and director of Eco Nubia in Egypt. So, Amelia, who is Ahmed Yahya, and how did he get into ecotourism?
Hey, Ben. So he's an entrepreneur from Egypt. He studied architecture and has worked in computer science. He was exposed to the concept of ecotourism while studying cultural heritage management in Paris. And he first started his company called Eco Adventure, which led tourist excursions from the shores of the Mediterranean to the Western Desert and many places in between after finishing his degree. The company was prospering until the military restricted their business.
Things were going fine until the military asked us to reduce our activities because of the insecurity that happened for a while in Egypt.
So what is this current company and what's the mission look like for that?
Yeah, after diminishing activity and income from Eco Adventure, he expanded his approach to include eco lodges and formed his new company, Eco Nubia. Ahmed found a small island, Begay, on the Nile near Aswan City, which has been had been deserted for about 50 years because of lack of modern services like electricity and water. And him and the old residents formed a partnership deal in which Eco Nubia brought utilities to Begay in exchange for the island.
We will revive their island. We will build everything, the houses. We will build it again. We will do the utilities like the water network, the sewage network, the electricity, and we will convert their island into an eco resort. They accepted, and we got into a partnership deal. They gave us the island, we implemented what we'd like to implement, and then we hired them to run the island by themselves. So now they are getting back to their island, their old island, and actually generating good amount of money out of it.
Ahmed's goal is to invest in communities by helping them enter the tourism industry. He describes it as treasure hunting. Eco Nubia searches for cultural or natural treasures and assists the local community by revitalizing it and putting it on the tourism map.
That's interesting that you would call it a treasure map like that. Give me a little bit more insight as to what exactly an eco lodge is.
Yeah, so basically it's just a hotel designed to have the least impact on the environment. And they're usually in vacation destinations.
Ecotourism is about either trips and itineraries or about accommodation. So the ecotourist, the people who would like to travel in an ecological way, they don't like to stay in a five-star hotel. They would prefer to stay in an eco-lodge, an eco-friendly hotel.
For Eco Nubia specifically, that looks like minimal use of energy on the island, buildings that are made from natural and local materials, and a pretty advanced sanitation system that directs solid waste to a biogas facility that produces natural gas, and then liquid waste to a refinery that uses it for irrigation, which I thought was so cool. Last year, 2019, Ahmed actually accepted an award from the World Tourism Organization for the best sustainable tourism startup in the Middle East.
Huh. So why did he choose Begay for their first eco lodge?
It was actually the community of Begay that reached out to him first. This is Eco Nubia's first lodge, but Ahmed had been in the leading tours and similar activities through the area for a few years by this point. In some of these excursions, tourists stayed in the homes of nearby residents as guests, and the residents took on a lot of the responsibility of guiding the tours. Ahmed actually built up a relationship of trust with them by treating them fairly and paying them well, that by 2017, he had established himself as trustworthy, and several of the locals that owned Begay approached him interested in forming this partnership.
So nowadays, how are both sides benefiting from that partnership?
So I think the most obvious benefit looking from the outside is, of course, the financial. In 2018, Eco Nubia had around 20,000 visitors, and they sustain themselves through renting out rooms in the Eco Lodge, as well as they have a restaurant on the island and the selling of local handcrafts. So both the residents of Bigay and Ahmed, as well as his investors, are profiting off of that. But for both parties, when you look a little deeper, there's some pretty stunning benefits that aren't immediately obvious.
We help local communities to discover their own natural and cultural heritage treasures, put it in action using tourism practices in order to receive financial and psychological benefits.
For the locals, most important for them, I think, is that they got their island back. In ancient times, Bigay was considered pretty sacred, and a lot of Egyptian mythology actually revolved around it. This island was pretty much continuously inhabited up until 50 years ago, and it was in decay until this deal was formed. Personally, I can hardly imagine what it means being part of a community that has existed here for hundreds, thousands of years to have that restored. And I think for Ahmed, he has this example of success to go forward with for any future eco-lodges. But more than that, Ahmed is really dedicated to the environment, and that interest has shown up through his careers as an architect and computer science engineer. So he's getting to pursue his dream and is leading the way in this niche sector. I'd bet to receive that reward in 2019, especially after all that time it took to like really find his place. I bet that was really touching for him.
Yeah, I would assume so as well. So what does Bigay have to offer its visitors?
I've touched slightly on this, but to go deeper, Bigay is stunning. It's in the middle of the Nile. It sits right next to the more famous island of Philae. So if you're in the Eagle Lodge, you could open a window and look out onto the Philae Temple. They've actually opened a restaurant on the island called Soleil, and they serve traditional Nubian food. The more I was researching and learning about this place, I'm like, dang, I have got to visit here. It does have a significant role in Egyptian mythology, and ancient priests believe that the Nile started flowing from underneath Bigay. And then aside from its riveting history, they have standard activities you can enjoy at a resort, like swimming, hiking, kayaking, and more.
So what would you say was Ahmed's biggest struggle so far?
When he talked about his difficulties, he mentioned navigating the public-private sectors, and I imagine that can be quite a challenge. But he talked about something else that really stood out to me. He talked about the necessity of earning the local community's trust and the patience that that takes.
So the local community is the key part of what we do. So we should have their acceptance and their blessing. To gain the trust of the local community, you have to do it gradually.
I can totally imagine that having some stranger come to your community with their plan or agenda and wanting to invite other outsiders there, that can totally be worrisome if you're protective of your community, which just demonstrates the vitality of having a mutual relationship, to not come in as some authoritative controlling figure, but to be accepted and welcomed, which takes time.
In the beginning, they were a fear, but later on, we convinced them that they will gain a good amount of money. And we were so generous in paying back the local community all the services that they did for us. So currently, I have a full team running the project without needing me to be there. So the project is completely run by the local community, and I'm just supervising remotely.
So talk a little bit more about what you think his greatest lesson is and how that plays into what Econubia is doing.
Yeah, so when I interviewed Ahmed, this was an easy question for him. He answered persistence without hesitation.
I didn't have anything that shows that I will progress positively in tourism sector, but I kept my persistence and I kept my hope that things will turn to be good. I can say that I took the right decision of moving into the tourism business sector.
Given his time spent studying and working in other sectors, the challenges he overcame to create where he is now, I think that's a really perfect response.
Well, Amelia, thanks so much for sharing about Econubia and Ahmed's persistence in creating it. This has been the Heart of Waraba podcast. Special thanks to Ahmed Yeya for sharing his story, to Michael Shore for curating, and to you all for being here with us. You can listen to future episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you next time.